Hello, everyone. Hope you're well. Hello, dear listeners. And welcome to 15 Questions with Feral Switch to celebrate 500 plus followers. Woohoo! Although I'm pleased to say at the time of this recording, I think I'm at 595, which is really cool. So thank you all so much. I've only been recording like about a month. A little over a month, so I really appreciate it. Although I've been a listener on GWA for a very long time, so thank you all. I just thought this would be really fun to do. And if you hear me sipping on something on occasion, I am true to my ill-fated MILF characters. I am drinking a vodka soda, but sadly, inappropriately out of a martini glass, but I didn't have the rest of the stuff to make a decent martini, so it's a vodka soda at the moment. I do not drink cocktails all the time, but it felt like appropriate today. Also, it's the holidays, so fuck it, right? Anyway, for some of us. But anyway, I just want to get into it. I think we have a lot of ground to cover with 15 questions, so let's get going. My first question comes from WolfBrother31. He asks, what first drew you to the GWA community? Well, this is kind of funny. So I, for a long time, have always been a little bit saddened by the lack of, we'll say, adept dirty talk in general porn. I'm sure not the first person to think this at all. I find a lot of what the men say kind of repetitive, or they don't talk at all, or da da da. I mean, James Dean I adore because he talks so much shit, but I'm also worried that he's gonna, you know, literally fuck the girl in half at times. So, I mean, whatever. I mostly enjoy his style, but again, it's like there's only so much of that, and there's only so much that he does. Not to knock his talents, but for a long time, very furtively, I would look up men talking dirty on, like, you know, I don't know, RedTube or YouPorn or whatever. And I would never really find what I wanted. Also, I appreciate the sound of, like, men having really loud, sort of wild orgasms, and women for that matter, too. Which, hey, there's plenty of women talking dirty and having fantastically loud orgasms in porn, you know, but not so much with the men. So couldn't find anything. And then one glorious night, I stumbled upon a curious video on YouPorn, I think. And it was just, there was no actual visual. It was just this thing that I think literally the caption was man talking dirty or dirty talking, whatever, I'm not sure. And I clicked on it, and sure enough, it was just this amazing audio, which was from a very popular performer on Gone Wild Audio. And he does this for like a living. He's really good. I'm not sure if I can say his name specifically or not. I mean, I may as well. His website is Feel Good Filth, and I think he's like, hey, it's Jim on here. I'm not sure. Anyway, he's operating on like Patreon and his like own website. He's excellent at what he does. He's been doing this for a very, very long time. So I found his site first, and then I found Reddit. And Gone Wild Audio. I mean, I heard of Reddit before, but I'd heard of Reddit, but Gone Wild Audio, I had not. And then that opened up a whole new magical world for me. And I've been like an avid listener for about a year. I mean, listening to, you know, I had my favorites that I bookmarked, listening to several per week. So anyway, that's what led me to Gone Wild Audio, first as just a listener. So that is the answer to that question. The second question comes from Jexo07. He was clever. He managed to submit several questions, so we will hear several from him. But they were all good, and I decided to answer some of them. The question is, your voice doesn't fit the... I, like, recopied it into this notebook, and now I need to... Because I didn't want to keep scrolling back and forth. But, here we go. From the original post. Your voice doesn't fit the typical teenage girly type, which is something I love about you, and thank you for that. Did that play any part in your decision to start recording? Did you see that as an advantage, an obstacle, or was it irrelevant? Well, I mean, I think the female talent on here is absolutely wonderful, but it didn't take me that long of listening to realize that my voice is a little on the unusual side. as far as a lot of the performers on here. I mean, the problem is, if somebody wants me to do a high school voice, I mean, I can do a lot with my voice. My voice is actually pretty bendy, and this isn't even, I mean, you haven't all heard a lot everything that I can do yet. But also it doesn't really lend itself to sounding very young. So I thought, well, my voice is kind of interesting, so maybe it would be, it would seem to be like sort of unique and stand out in a positive way on GWA. So I guess I saw it as an advantage. Why not? I wasn't sure how people would respond to it, but it seems like it is an advantage so far. So thank you. Another question is also from Jexos07. How did you decide to start posting? Did you ask anyone their opinion? Well, this is kind of a sexy story. So I met someone on here long before I was performing, and we started kind of a little bit of a sexy messaging relationship thing, and very, very nice guy. And we would record sort of like sexy audios for each other. And when I listened back to myself after recording a couple of things, I thought, oh, I sort of do have that kind of voice. I never used to think I did. When I was younger, when I would hear my voice, I would think I sounded like Minnie Mouse or something. Like I was never impressed by my voice sounding particularly sexy or distinguished or anything. But as I've gotten a little bit older, my voice has developed some texture. And it just sounds differently than it used to. So then I thought, okay, that's neat. Maybe I can, I don't know, like try posting something as a performer. Who knows? And I think I did ask. I was like, what do you think about me posting as a performer? And he just said, try it out, go for it. People are always hungry to hear new voices. I don't see why not. You have a great voice. And so that's just simply where, it all began. So thank you for your questions, Jexos. Another good question is from Darth Bronson. Why is Breaking Your Fuda Boss gone? It was great. Some of you might wonder what this is in reference to. So there was a really cool script I recorded, kind of as a test, very early on. I mean, like before I was even posting anything, and I just posted it on Soundgasm. And I'm still honest, to be honest with you, I'm still figuring out Soundgasm. I'm still figuring out some of the technical side. But I didn't realize anyone would really hear it or have access to it if I didn't post the direct link. And of course, with the author and all the appropriate stuff on Gone Wild Audio, I just didn't think anyone would see it. So I did delete it from Soundgasm. I guess someone else had found it too at one point. So the reason I deleted it is because I honestly think my acting has improved. That was something I recorded, like I said, really early on. So I think the quality of my acting has improved. And also, it's in dire need of proper sound effects, I think, anyway. I mean, I'm really glad you liked it as it was, but I do plan to re-record it. And when you hear it, it will be absolutely improved from the original. I know, like, the Fuda, content is really popular. I didn't know what it was until, like, this year, but, like, I know it's, like, a big thing and it's a really fun script. So I thought, well, great. I would love to do this, but I want to do it justice. So anyway, that is the story behind Fuda Boss being sadly absent in the world at the moment. And then the next question comes from Pulupi. He asks, do you have any good stories about yourself to tell? Yes. Yes, I do. And I have a lot. I've had an interesting life. But I will say that I can't exactly tell them here precisely. yes, of course, changing the names of the innocent and all that. But no, I will say though, and this leads into someone else's question. This is from Operator 3687. Will any of your audios be from real life experiences? Well, the reason I put these two questions together is that yes. Some of what I put into my audios are indeed from real life experiences. The thing that's the most, I mean, clearly not the aunt one, or even the teacher takedown. I am not an educator. Like, for example, the femdom one, that was an improv, and that is like 100% based on experiences I have had. I am not a pro dominatrix at all, but it's something I have certainly dabbled with in my personal life. And there will be a series of me as a femdom on here, which I hope you all will enjoy. That's a decent audio that I recorded. I'm okay with it, but I really look forward to doing a lot more in that realm. Acting as both gentle femdom and not so gentle femdom. So that's all I can say about those things for now. But yes, there's always just a hint of reality, even if it's just a tiny little sliver of something in every improv I record. So that's all I can say about that. And then Roberto Cruz, if that is your real name, he asks, will we be hearing more of your amazing English accent, especially as a kind, caring femdom? Ding, 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 femdom again. The answer is absolutely. I will say I really enjoy dialects, very much, if I can do them accurately. So the English accent, I have some in real life coaching for that. I have someone very close to me that's, English, and so I can. That's a dialect that comes very easily to me. I grew up also watching like a lot of British television. And then, yes, so you'll hear more from that. I did enjoy my Bronx accent. Who knows if that'll come up again? Happy to do it. And yes, I think an English femdom would be fabulous. So there's that. Also, I'm working very, very hard on another dialect piece. We'll see if I can pull it off. I don't know. I don't want to say much more about it, but it will not be either of the dialects that you have heard so far. So I don't know. That's just my weird thing that I like to do sometimes. So there you go. And then someone whose handle is Nah, just there to listen, which I love. He asks, well, he starts off with saying, thanks for doing this. And he asked about the recording process. So let me just scroll through here. Ah, it says, your voice is amazing. Thank you. My question is, what is it about this whole process of recording and posting audios do you like the most? What is it that you enjoy? Well, I mean, I'm not even sure what I can, there's so many things I like about it. I find the feedback really exciting. It's always really fun to read comments as far as what turned people on, and what people found exciting about it and how they interpreted certain things. That's really, really, really fun for me to read. So, I mean, just keep the comments coming, even if it sounds like it's kind of odd, like just I'm just curious to hear what you have to say. And I very much like just sort of this sounds cheesy to say, but the drama of it. I love acting out a scene, a really intense, passionate scene. It's exciting for me. I love performing. I always have. And that's really, really fun. And also just like it's an amazing means of sexual expression during a time where I think we could all use stress relief. So yeah, those are three aspects of it I really love. I will go on record right now as saying I am probably never going to say that the editing process is my favorite. it's just not something that comes naturally to me. I'm slowly figuring it out because I need to, and that's fine. But yeah, just honestly, just the, acting out and getting to have that kind of release is really exciting, and then hearing how people respond to it. Also, I would like to add, all but one of the audios that I've posted so far at the time of this recording were recorded in one take, which is fucking crazy. But they are because honestly, I could not figure out editing for the life of me at first, and was just like, I would rather cross my fingers and try to record a 15-minute audio in like one take, then try to dick with some program that I didn't know anything about and had to learn from scratch. Eventually, though, I've learned how to do a little bit of editing, but like I said, all but one of the recordings that you hear are just me, just recording, fingers crossed, hoping nothing happens, hoping I get it right, hoping I get the words right. Hoping if it's an improv that I say what I'm supposed to say. So anyway, yeah, that is the story on that. A little bit of a long-winded answer, but I think those needed to be said. Jexo07 also asks, I'm a huge fan of the teacher takedown audio and the similar audios you've posted. How far up does it rank for you? And can we look forward to more content like it? Yes. To answer the second part first, yes, you can look forward to more content like it. I know I sound like an educator. And so, yeah, I mean, I make a very, very convincing MILF teacher. I make a very convincing angry MILF teacher. Just outraged. Yes, that the particular script you're referring to ranks really highly for me because that was written by this awesome, inspired fan who was just like, you know, I really like your voice. I'd love to write something for you. And, I was pretty new and, he custom wrote it for me and he just did just a beautiful job. I was like, well, I have to record this, you know? I was so impressed by how quickly he wrote it and how well he wrote it. So yeah, it's pretty high ranking. I really love the mafioso scene just because I get to pretend that I was in The Sopranos, for a bit. And the Inquisitor's daughter, I love that character. But yes, I really do like the MILF teacher takedown quite a bit. I also love the blackmailing your therapist. Really great writer called Overwrought 81. Oh God, I think I'm getting the last. Overwrought 85, I think. Please forgive me, friend. Yeah, he writes some great scripts. And blackmailing your therapist was also written just for me. So that was kind of cool. I think maybe perhaps he posted it and as a script like offer, but he had written it very much with me in mind. I don't remember. I know he did tell me that this was written with me in mind, which was really exciting. I mean, if somebody else wants to fill it, great. But that was really, really cool too. So yeah, those are in like my top, you know, few that I've recorded so far. And definitely that's high ranking, the MILF teacher takedown for sure. And this next question is from B-PHX. You do hate fucking really well, it seems. There's an undercurrent of anger and aggression in your scenes. Where do you think that comes from? Well, I don't know. There's a few things to this, and not to get too deep into it, but it's kind of like Clark Kent and Superman. In real life, I am very much not a confrontational person. I mean, I am to a degree. I'm very much like politically aware. There's a lot of things that I'm not afraid to speak my mind. And there's that aspect of me. But, when it comes to like relationships, I am the last one that wants to start a fight with my significant other. Like I will use every ounce of emotional maturity to get around it, talk it out, not have a blow up. But I will say the few times I've had in my life where, anger has been a factor within sex, it's been amazing. Really fiery and really hot and really passionate. So, you know, it's like this certain need to express and release, you know, anger and just have that, those kinds of moments that I don't often get to experience in real life in that context. It really is just a great way to just kind of get some things out. It's really, I love hearing people say that it sounds really convincing. If anything, I'm not remotely angry, you know, in that moment, except I guess I should say I'm very much imagining that I'm angry, put it that way. And I'm trying to put myself in that scene as much as I can and believe it as much as I can. It's a funny sort of, you know, paradox, but anyway, that's the story on that. Jexoso7. Do you have any favorite GWA performers? Yes, I do. I can very definitively say I have a few. Hank Miller, that guy. Oh my stars. He is so intense. I could jokingly say that I went to the Hank Miller School of Acting. If you want to hear hate fucking and intensity, he's great. I mean, he's a man. He has his own perspective on things that are that's completely unique. I think he's terrific. And, I really love what he brings to the table. For a female performer, I really, really like, Ivy Wild VA. She has a certain edge to her voice, a certain tomboyishness. I mean, she sounds a lot younger than me, but she just has this sort of intensity that's really cool and really convincing, and I really like that. I think her voice is super hot. So those are kind of like my two favorites at the moment. And then Utboy writes, probably mispronouncing that handle, sorry, friend. He writes, "You like jazz." I'm assuming that's a Swingers the movie reference. I haven't seen that in a long time, but I guess. I really love Ella Fitzgerald. I love Billie Holiday. As far as like modern, super improvisational NPR afternoon with the Sunday Times kind of jazz, it's not my favorite, but I think just sometimes, if it's just kind of background, it can be nice. And doesn't go on too much. But yes, I do love Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday. There's a lot of much older music that I really enjoy. I'm very much an old soul that way. Jexo07 asks, do you ever feel silly moaning and screaming into a microphone while completely clothed? Do you worry that people around you, neighbors and such, might be listening? Haha. All right. Well, I think this might be your clever roundabout way of asking, am I clothed while I'm doing this? I'm going to say, most of the time, I am completely clothed. Most of the time. yes, I do. I mean, generally, where I'm recording, it's fairly soundproof. Although I will say, there have been times where I had some intense orgasmic moment, and just seconds after that, the post-delivery guy showed up. So it is a little bit of a, playing Russian roulette as far as that goes. But yeah, I mean, I just honestly, if people hear it, great. They have a little bit of a thrill. I haven't had any complaints yet. And like I said, generally where I record, it's pretty safe as far as that goes. But it's a good question. Lover of ASMR asks, are you really a switch or do you just like being in different roles? Well, to be clear, switch is someone who identifies as both dominant and submissive, which I am. And to date, I have not recorded a submissive audio really. Like as far as like a classic, like I mean, these women in these audios oftentimes get a little submissive, within it, but it's not like a real, to me anyway, I wouldn't define it as like a dominant submissive dynamic in the classic sense. I actually am very attuned to being submissive, very submissive, and having a voice that I have not yet recorded yet. I'm actually kind of nervous about doing it because it sounds so different than what you've heard so far. But yes, I am. I'm more submissive than dominant, surprisingly. But yeah, they're both absolutely different aspects to my sexuality. So, very good question. Thank you for asking that. And then one more from Jexo07. This is the last one, too. You may be new in the community, but you've certainly made a splash. Thank you. Any advice for new performers? Well, it's not quite like write what you know, but sort of. Don't record something if some part of it doesn't speak to you. You know what I mean? Don't record, like, I don't know. Record what turns you on, not what you think other people would like to hear necessarily, at least to start off. Because, unless you're a very, very good actor, it's probably not going to feel right as it's coming out, and it's probably going to sound a bit off. I certainly, the first couple of things I played around with recording, like sort of on purpose, quote unquote, aside from just sort of like sexy time stuff, I kind of was like, I don't know if I like that. But you have to record what you sincerely feel some kind of connection to. I mean, it doesn't have to be literally something that happened to you in life, but some element of it has to really speak to you, and you have to see yourself in that role, whether it's an improv or a script. And definitely like record a script in particular several times over. Like really do it until it sounds right. You'll be amazed at what you'll glean from like the second take, and then what you're gonna discover in the third take, and then maybe the fourth take. These don't have to be complete all the way through recordings, because I know that's probably exhausting. I mean, it is for some of these scripts I've done, certainly. But just, yeah, just really, you know, do what feels good. I mean, the same could be said with, you know, sex. Like, do what feels good. Do what comes naturally. You know, again, consensually, sanely, all that stuff. But, and, you know, also, like, don't do anything that you find, like, triggering. Because, again, it's just not going to come off how you want. You know, even if you think, oh, I should really do this because people think it's hot. Don't do it if you find it uncomfortable in any way. So that's my only advice as somebody who's very, very, very new to this. And, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Anyone who's listening to this who's a new performer, someone who's considering performing, I certainly have a lot to learn. But anyway, this was really, really fun. I was actually, seriously, I was more nervous recording this than, like, these insane, raunchy audios I've done so far, because it's more personal, you know, it's more me somewhat. I just want to thank all of you for listening. I hope you enjoy this Q&A little session. I will have new content out soon, hopefully this weekend. I cannot make any promises. It is getting close to the holidays and, I have things to do, but, I hope you are all enjoying yourselves and staying very, very, very safe right now. And I look forward to hearing from you all in the comments section. And, you know, feel free to send me, you know, DMs, messages, whatever. I might not get back to all of you right away, depending on the content. I might not, you know. But so far, everyone's been really, really nice. So just please keep being nice. I appreciate that. And thank you all so, so, so very much for following me here. And have a wonderful night. And I will, I guess, chat with you later or something. All right. Take care. Good night.